Okay, what time is it? Can we start? Yeah? Okay.
4:17.
That's good. Okay, Rabotai, we're here on Daf Kuf Ches. And let's just review what we need to know for today's discussion. The first point we need to know is the concept of Nesinas Tam, which means that if Iser gets mixed up with Heter in a pot, everything's hot and cooking, even if you remove the Iser, the remnants of that pot remains Usr. Even though there's no Mamashus, there's no real solid, let's say Nevela, but nevertheless, there's Tam. So through the cooking process, the Tam enters into this meat, which was kosher, it was Geshachten, it was Shachlut, and it prohibits it. It engenders an Iser. That's called Tam. And the second thing we have to know is that there's something called Bittel of Tam, which means that if the ratio between the Iser and the Heter is 1 to 60, and how much more so 1 to 61 or 1 to 70, then everything is Mutter. Everything is Mutter. Now, let's see if we can get by here. Oh, sorry. You know what? I'll move this. Just for a second.
And that's the same no matter what liquid it is and what substance it is.
Oh, what do you mean, the ratio of 1 to 60?
Yeah.
Oh, so the only exception to that rule, which is called Bittel Berov, is going to be the following case. Oh, I didn't get back mine.
That was that.
That was mine. Okay.
I didn't have it.
Okay. Yeah. So again, the only exception to that rule is called Bittel Berov. What's Bittel Berov? Bittel Berov is a case where you have no Nesinas Tam, which is otherwise known as Yovesh B'Yovesh. So let's say, for example, I go to the freezer and I take out two pieces of kosher meat, with a good heksher, whatever your local heksher is. And I take out a piece of nevela, which is also out of the freezer, that I have for my dog, let's say, right? And it gets mixed up with the other two, and I cannot identify which one is the nevela. So in such a case, we have a different halach of bittel, which doesn't require shishim, but rather bittel berov. Which means that since there are two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, of nevela, then I could assume, this is called achrei rabim lahatos, based on the majority, that whatever I take, it's going to be the heter. Even though, again, statistically, I don't know if anyone here, do we have any actuaries in the audience, but, it's statistically, it's not a great...
You couldn't eat all three.
Oh, so again, Michael, that's complicated. That's actually machlokes between the Rosh and the Rajba. But just to indicate to you that although classically, in most cases, bittel means bittel b'tam, that we're trying to get rid of this tam, and say that the tam is nispashet, it spreads out in it's equally spread out amongst all the different pieces of meat in this pot, and therefore each piece of meat gets only a small fraction, let's say 1/60th of the tam, and that miktas tam, that very small, insignificant amount of tam, cannot engender isur. That's generally how bittel works, and that's called bittel b'shishim. Nevertheless, there is a case of bittel, a concept of bittel, which has nothing to do with tam. I didn't cook the three pieces together. Let's say, again, it's going to be hard for you to imagine this, but if you could just give me a little rope here. Let's say I have two pieces of matzah and one piece of chametz. Now, you'll ask me, how could that be? I mean, I can identify them. But there are many situations which you can't identify them. And it's Pesach time, and I don't know if I'm allowed to eat, because although there are two pieces of matzah, there's one piece of chametz. So that's called yavesh b'yavesh, and there we apply the principle of bittul. That's not relevant to basar b'chalav. I mean, it could be relevant to basar b'chalav. Let's say you had a piece of basar b'chalav that was dry and it got mixed up with other pieces. But what we're discussing in our context is tam. And that, in the language of Abaye, is called tamo v'lo mamosho. Okay? So is everybody okay with that? Tamo v'lo mamosho. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that mamosho means the meat itself, right? The substance, the solid substance itself, which is isur. And Rashi says, if you take a look at the Gemara, you see where it says Gemara Amar Abaye Tamav Lo Mamosho Biyamad Horaisa. There is a principle in halacha that applies to all isurim. It's not just limited to basar v'chalav. And that principle states that mishenasnu tam beheter, as soon as the isur gives off a tam which permeates and infiltrates into the heter, afal pishena ochel mamish, even though he doesn't eat the mamish. Now that word mamish, again, if you're a Lubavitcher, so mamish has a lot of meaning to it, but this word mamish here should be put into inverted commas, as they call it in Britain, or as the Israelis call it, merchaot kfulot. The word mamish is a reference to the meat itself, let's say the nevela that was cooked, and kigon shesile kaiser. So there's no ochel mamish, meaning the mamish, the mamoshes, the substance of the nevela has been removed. Imagine I had a piece of nevela and it has a red stripe on it. So now it cooks in the pot, but I still see the red stripe. I can remove the nevela. I can identify it. But nevertheless, the remnants, the remains of this kedera is asur. Why? Because it has tam. Mishenasnu tam beheter, because the nevela penetrated, at least as far as the tam is concerned, into the basar heter. So sile kais ain kan el tamo, and there's nothing left in the heter except for the tam. By the way, is the tam something that you can touch or feel? Is it? No, I'm saying, is the tam something that you can hold in your hand? Is it what word am I looking for? Is it
tangible?
Tangible. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much. When I need a word, it's just, is it tangible? The answer is no. The tam is intangible. I would go even further. Is it visible? No, it's invisible. It's invisible, it's intangible. That's called tam. The mamish, which is something that's physical, solid, tangible, and very visible, that was removed. So we no longer have, you know, the bad guy has been removed. You know, he's locked up in jail. But what we have is the heter of the good guys. But the problem is that the bad guy had an impact on the good guys. And that tam engenders an iser called tamo v'lo mamosho. And not only that, Rashi goes a step further, doraisa hi. This is not some sort of rabbinic institution, what we call a gzera siag. This is a full-fledged oraisa. And Abaye is going to derive this, gamrina mi basa b'chalav, from this parasha of losavashal gedi b'chalevi, Moses Rashi. The asra rachmona b'achilu, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, because it says losavashal gedi three times, and the second time of the three is to teach me the isra achila. The afal gav dechim esalek zemitoch zel yachar bishulo. He cooked, let's say, cheese with meat, and then he's able to remove the cheese. He's left with only meat, and for our purposes, it's invisible. The tam of the gvina is invisible, intangible. Is enkan ta elatam. Nevertheless, the Torah says it's also. The Torah prohibits bas b'chalav even after you remove the gvina. Uminei gamrinon, and from this, says Abaye, from this case of basar b'chalav, the Torah prohibits it even after you remove what? The mamashes? And all you're left with is what? Tam lechol isurim. We're going to derive from all isurim vavematzinu. Vavematzinu is a principle that allows me to derive halachas from one particular case, and I can extrapolate and universalize the halacha, the principle that underlies that case. So that's called tam v'lo mamish. Right, and we're talking about a case, as we said at the outset, I don't know if you were here, Alan, that there's less than shish. I mean, the ratio here is 1 to 59. So you have in the basar only 59 times the gvina, and therefore the gvina imparts its tam, which is called pleta. Okay, it's polate, pei, vav, lamites. The gvina is polate the tam of gvina into the basar, and the flip side, the recipient end, is called bolea. Right, it means the chatich is bolea beis vav lamet ayin, and now that there's a serious, significant, shall I say, representation of the tam in the basar, and how do I know it's significant? Because it's less than 1 to 60, it's a ratio of 1 to 59, therefore the basar is asur, and Rashi says it's d'oraisa. And the source for this in the Torah is basar v'chalav. That's the thesis of Abai. So that's what I call principle number one. Now we go on to principle number two. Okay, fine. The meat had less than shishim, and therefore it becomes asur under the din of basar v'chalav. Now, let's take this piece of meat and cook it in another kedera. Now we're on the second round, right? The first kedera, we cooked milk or cheese with meat. Now in the second kedera, we took the meat from the first kedera, we cooked it in a second kedera. And now we need shishim to be mavatel, the isa that came into the second kedera. And here's my question to you. This is the second principle. How much meat of heter do I have to have? Again, the number is 60, but how many, let's say for example in the first cooking the cheese was one kezias, so I cooked one kezias of cheese with let's say 10 kezasim of basar. I'm just giving an example, again if I had a blackboard, but this is shimmy so I can't use that, but I would write this down. So you have one kezias of gvino with 10 kezasim of basar, and they got cooked in the first pot. So what's the ratio now? 1 to 10. So now we assume that even if we remove the gvino and we're left with the basar, it has inside of it tam balua. It has inside of it the absorbed tam of the gvino. And that makes it also b'toras basar v'chalav because there was no shisha. Now I ask you, when I take this piece of meat, which has 10 zasim, right? It's 10 kezasim. And I cook it in a second pot of meat. How much meat do I have to have in order to be matir with bittel of echad b'shishim? And here are your two possibilities. It's either I need 60 zasim worth of meat, or I need 600 zasim worth of meat. Did I get that right? Well, how much is 60 times 10? It's 600, correct? That much I remember from my from first grade. So we have that. So there's a major nafkamina here. In the second cooking, one way of going is to say that all I need is 60 zasim in the meat. Why would that be sufficient? Correct, because what was the original bad guy? How large of a volume was the source of this problem? It was that gvina which had only what? One kezias. So I need 60 kezasim of meat against the one kezias of gvina. Or do I say no? The meat itself, which is 10 zasim, becomes isur. And therefore, in the second kedera, I need 60 times the entire piece of meat. Not just the absorbed tam of gvina, but the whole meat becomes asur. Even though this meat is really just housing, is hosting one kezias worth of gvina, but nevertheless, the whole 10 zasim of basar becomes one shtick isur, and now I need 60 against the 10 zasim of meat, and 60 times 10 is 600 zasim in order to be matir. And this leads us to the second principle, which is that of Rav. Omar Rav, you'll see this about 10 lines now from the top of the page. first word of the line is Torah. Amar Rav, Kevan shenasan tam bechaticha. Once this milk, in this case, happens to be milk, but it could be cheese, it doesn't matter, gave off a tam into the first chaticha. Why? Because there was no shishu. Chaticha atzma nasis nevel. And this is in the language of, in the writings of the poskim, is called Hanan. I don't know if you know anybody with that name, Hanan. But in the Gemara's language, it's Hanan, is Rashi Tevis, for Chaticha Naseis Nevela. Now, if Chaticha Naseis Nevela, we'll soon see Rashi, it means that the entire basar becomes Isur. It's not that the basar, the ten zaysen that we spoke about of meat, is also because it's carrying within it the tam of one zayis of cholav. No. All ten zaysen become gufo shal Isur. They inherently become Isur. And therefore Rav says, ve'oseres kol achatichos kulon. If now I cook this piece of meat in a second kedera, this piece of meat, in its entirety, the whole volume of the meat, will engender an Isur in the entire Kedera. Unless you have 60 Zaysim. So Rav says, no. It makes no difference whether you have 60 Zaysim or you don't. And this leads us to principle number 3. And what is that? He says, Mipnei Shehein Mina. Okay, the meat, together with meat, right, meat and meat, basar and basar, and this mixture in the second taroves is called mina. Mina means it's the same. And if it's the same, then Rav says there is no bittul. So this leads us to the third principle, which is famous in the Gemara, not as the principle of Rav, although Rav accepts this principle, but before him came Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that min bimino lo batel. You can have 1,000 pieces of kosher meat. When I say 1,000, I mean 1,000,000. I mean an endless number. Against one piece of meat that's nevela. And the whole tarovus is usher. Everything is, there's no bittel here, because min bimino lo bata. And basically what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, and Rav is accepting Rabbi Yehuda, is that since they both have the identical tam, it's basar and basar, therefore there's no battle here in which we could say that one, you know, one tam is majority, you know, it has the upper hand, and it knocks off and trumps the other tam. It's all the same tam. So basically what you have here is a what's called a blila situation. Blila means when they both unite to form one entity, and it's inseparable. And since you have Isu there, therefore the whole thing is us. Right. Just 1 minute. Now, I want to get to principle number 4, because that's the most important thing. This was all just background. What's principle number 4? The Gemara says the following. Umayka Sovar. What does Rav hold? Rav just established, if you recall, that Chaticha Nasis Nevela. That once you cook milk and meat, the entire meat becomes asur. Ika sovar efshol l'sokto muter. Is chaticha amai nases nevela. Eloka sovar efshol l'sokto asur. Okay. Now, principle, what number are we up to? Number 4, correct? Is called efshol l'sokto. Now, what's efshol l'sokto? Efshel Soto means that in the first cooking, in the first taroves, this piece of meat was bolea. But now, the tam that's bolua in the piece of meat, if it's cooked in a second kedera, then if there's shishim in the second kedera, then the tam leaves, it exits from that chaticha, and it is equally dispersed among all the chatichos in the second kedera. And that's called efshel sochto, which literally translates, you can squeeze it out. Right? If you take a lemon, then how do you say in Hebrew the verb of squeezing the lemon? Schita, right? That's actually a noun, but l'schot. So you can take this piece of meat and the meat has a tam bolua of iser inside of it, and you can squeeze out the tam bolua, the absorbed tam, by cooking it in a second pot, because again the principle is that whenever you have tam in a cooking pot, then the tam is mispashet, it's polate, it leaves its original home, and it spreads throughout. So that when I have in the first kedera a piece of meat that absorbed milk in it, and now the piece of meat is bolua with cholov, now I take it and I cook it in a second pot, assuming the shishim against the meat in the second pot, then the tam cholov that was bolua in this meat goes out. Theoretically, it completely cleans itself out, and it's mispashe throughout the kedera. That's called efshel isokto mutter. So the Gemara says, you can only say efshel isokto mutter if you hold that einach haticha atzma nasis nevela. If on the other hand you hold haticha atzma nasis nevela, then you have to conclude that efshel isokto asur. Why? Because what was the essence of haticha nasis nevela? Essentially, haticha nasis nevela means the whole basar now become asur. Forget about the cholov. I don't care about the cholov. The cholov was the oser that engendered the isur, but now the piece of meat is itself isur. That's called chaticha nasis nevela. Now you remember that it was Rav who presented that thesis and formulated that principle of chaticha nasis nevela. Says the Gemara, if that be the case, then Rav must be holding that efshel sokto is asur. Because if you would maintain the other position, namely that efshel isokto is mutter, then basically what you're saying is that the piece of meat is holding on, it contains within it a tam of cholov, and that tam of cholov can be removed, and we can be mocked in the piece of meat. But then you're undermining the principle of chaticha nasis nevela, because chaticha nasis nevela says just the opposite. It's not that the basar is holding on, hosting, as I said, the tam of cholov, the basar itself, in every fiber, in every molecule, is itself iser. And then efshel sokto asur is just another way of saying that chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Yeah. Michael, do you want to ask something?
No.
Yeah, Alan, you want to ask something.
I want to ask something, first of all, principle number 3
of mid bimino.
Yes, because it's not mid bimino. Because if you said that it was less than a shishim, then the basar with the chol in the basar, then the basar is not min. When it falls into other basar, it's not other basar because it's dam tamki iker, and it's a separate min. And so we can't say it's bottle. It's bottle like mid bimino, which is never bottle.
But what we're saying is chaticha nasis nevela. Again, you would be right if we talked about other isurim, perhaps. But when we talk about basar b'cholov, we're no longer saying that it is the cholov that's asur. That would be min b'sheinom, you know. But we're saying that the basar itself become asur.
We're talking abaye here. Abaye.
I don't know about abaye. I'm talking about Rav. Forget about abaye. We're in a new sugya now. Abaye was principle number 1 about tam kika. But we're up to now Rav. What was Rav's principle? That when you cook milk and meat together, the entire piece of meat, from beginning to end, duch and duch, through and through, is a shtick iser. It's asur. So the iser now is not the iser cholov, but the iser basar. And if that piece of meat is cooked in another tarovus of meat, then it's min bimino. And therefore, Sarah says kulon according to... It's basar or basar.
It's basar or cholov.
No. It's basar. Forget about the cholov. Take out the cholov. I couldn't care less. Do a surgical operation and remove the cholov. Again, the cholov is history. When I mean history, it's irrelevant to the present moment. Even if you could somehow, magically, extract every last molecule of cholov, it doesn't make any difference. This iser is an iser machmas atzmo, meaning the atzmo shel basar is the gufo shel iser. That's called chanan. And therefore, when the meat is cooked in a second pot, I couldn't care less if the cholov goes out of that meat. Even if the cholov would remain inside, it wouldn't make any bit of a difference. Do you remember we spoke about negiah? Again, I don't want to go through this again. But if you have one piece of meat lying on another piece of meat in a kedera, let's say they're above the rotem for argument's sake, then this piece of meat could asser this meat on the bottom, but the blia, that which is balu inside, will not go out, because for that you need rotem. Right? That's the principle that we're going to get to on Kufches on the days, we haven't gotten to it yet, that ain blia yotzeis below rotem. So there's no rotem here, there are two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, and therefore the blia that's in this meat doesn't go out. So I've basically surgically operated, removed the cholav from the meat, and yet it asses the entire kedera. Why? Because if the basar itself is asser, then if iser is sitting on heter, it asses it, again, if they're all in a kedera, and we don't care one bit about the cholav that's nivla. And that's called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So you begin to see, Rabosa, that Chaticha Nasis Nevela has tremendous repercussions. Number one, it's going to asa the other pieces of meat, even if the Cholav doesn't go out. And number two, even if I could remove the Cholav, which is called Efshel Esolto, nevertheless it still remains asa because Chaticha Nasis Nevela.
So Min Mino is never brought to
Rishon. According to Rav, who bases himself on Rav Yehuda. Now, Halacha, it's very complicated. Rashi seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but the other Rishonim and most poskim, and we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, paskin that min b'mino is batel. Now, technically, min b'mino could be batel in rov, because again, the concept of shishim is totally irrelevant to min b'mino, because as we said before, shishim is to be mavatel the tam, you know, when you have a battle, but in min b'mino it's the identical tam. And therefore, there's no concept of shishim, but the Rabbanon made a gzera. Again, we're going way off the field here, but a gzera of min b'mino atu min b'sheino mino. They were afraid if they would allow you in min b'mino to rely on rov, then tomorrow you can apply that rov to min b'sheino mino. And since we pass on the tam kikus d'oraisa, you're going to be violating an isa d'oraisa because you don't have shishin. Okay, that's... So again, my kasover, I kasover, efshel sokto mutter, if you're going to tell me that Rav holds efshel sokto is mutter, is chaticha amai nases nevela. There's no way of justifying that chaticha nases nevela. And therefore, since Rav was the one who embraced that position of chaticha, that principle of chaticha, therefore, kasover, el kasover, efshel sokto asur, he must be holding efshel sokto is also, which means that even though by cooking this meat in the second kedera and the shishim against the meat, right, let's say 600 zaysim connect that one zayis of basa in the kedera, and the premise is therefore that the tam of that piece of meat was, how should I say, spread out equally distributed amongst all the pieces of meat, is the memela, I come to the conclusion that I was sochet the tam bolua from the meat. Correct? That means I was maflit. I was able to remove from this chaticha all the blia that was inside of it. Is the memela, I'm left without any chola.
Why do you say that?
Just one second. You're not following me. Again. What does it mean to say Efshel Sokto Mutter? Efshel Sokto Mutter is based on the following premise. When you cook something in a pot and there's 60 times that one thing, the tam leaves that thing and spreads equally amongst the 60 and it's batel. That's called Efshel Sokto Mutter. Again, I'm not saying that we paskin Efshel Sokto Mutter, but I'm just saying, let's understand the principle of Efshel Sokto Mutter, and then we'll see why it's impossible, it's untenable for Rav, who holds Chaticha Nas Nevela, to maintain that Efshel Sokto Mutter. Efshel Sokto Mutter means that if, let's say, in the first pot, in the first cooking, this piece of meat was bolea a tam, in the second cooking, that tam will completely be niflat hachutza, will be completely, that's called efshel sokto mutter. I'm not telling you how do we know this, or who holds it, or if it's true, or if it's not true. But let's just say that position is that efshel sokto mutter means that the tam that's bolua is completely removed. You know, you did an absolute purification of the piece of meat, purifying it of all that tam that was inside of it. So that meat was bolea a tam. Let's say, for example, the tam of cholov. And now when you cook it in the second pot, efshel sokto mutter means that now that entire bolua, which means the cholov that's inside of it, completely leaves, it exits, goodbye Charlie, as we say, the first piece of meat, and it enters into the 60 piece of meat in the second Tarovus, in the second Kedera. That's called Efshel Sokta Mutter. Memela, once you remove the Chalav through the principle of Efshel Sokta Mutter, and the Chalav is now distributed amongst 60 times in the second Kedera, the piece of meat itself becomes Mutter. That's called Efshel Sokta Mutter. Why? Because the whole darn reason that that piece of meat was also was because of the Chalav that was Bolua. You've removed the Chalav Bolua is Nispashet. And it was Niflat. Says the Gemara, you cannot maintain that position at the same time the first principle that we mentioned, or the second, whatever was on the list, of Chatich Anasas Tevela. Because Chatich Anasas Tevela means that it's not the Chol of Balua that's problematic, it's the meat itself that's problematic. The meat itself, from beginning to end, is Osir. And therefore, who cares if you could be Sochet the Chol of? The meat itself is Osir. Stochman Mela says the Gemara, you're in a bind here. There are two positions, two principles, that cannot be reconciled. You know, Efshel Kaim Shneim, Ein Shneim Dorim B'Kfifa Achas. You cannot maintain on the one hand Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and on the other hand say Efshel Sokto Mutter. Because Efshel Sokto Mutter is based on the premise that the Chaticha itself is not Nevela, the Chaticha is only Nivla, it's only problematic because it says Atam Cholav Bolua. So now we go back to the first principle. We ask ourselves, well, what is Basa B'Cholav? A or B? Is Basa B'Cholav a piece of Basa that has a Blia inside of it of Cholav? Or is Basa B'Cholav Nevela itself? Meaning, I don't mean Nevela literally, but I mean it's a Shtik Iser. It's a Hefted Disura Gufashal Iser. If I hold, now here's the Nafkamina. If I hold that the basar b'cholav is nothing more than basar sheyesh bo tam cholav bo lua bo. Then when the basar is cooked in the second tarovas, you could maintain, you don't have to, that efshel sokto is mutter. Why? Because then you might argue that in the mechanics of halacha, the tam bolua, the tam cholav ha-bolua b'toch ha-basar is niflat from the chaticha, from the basar, and spreads throughout this kedera, the shishim in the kedera, and that tam is gone. It's evaporated. It was completely liquidated. We will retire the basar. That's called efshel sokto mutter. If, on the other hand, I go back to the mechanics of basar b'chol, and I say that basar b'chol doesn't mean that the chaticha has a blea of cholav in it. Forget about that. That's just ancient history. That's not relevant anymore. Once the time of the cholav was nivla, the basar itself becomes asur in and of itself, irregardless, independent of the cholav. That's called chaticha nases nevela. And therefore, I must maintain that efshel sokto is also, because even if I hold Efshel Sokto Mutter, which means that it's possible to presume that all the time Balua goes out, it's irrelevant because the basar itself is also, not because of the time Balua. The time Balua was only the historical significance of engendering the Isur of Basar B'Cholav. Once the Isur of Basar B'Cholav is Chal, and the Hefta of Basar now becomes the Hefta of the Isur of Basar B'Cholav, then the basar itself is Asur, and I can forget about the Cholav. The Cholav is irrelevant. And therefore, the Gemara maintains, just to summarize again, that Rav, who holds that Chaticha Nas Nevela, must hold that Efshel Sokto also. Even if Efshel Sokto is possible, even if I would maintain that through the second cooking, all of the time that was Balua was removed, it all exited and said goodbye, it's irrelevant because Chaticha Nas Nevela. So, Rabosai, let me ask you a question. What if we reverse our, you know, the variables? You know, we've been talking about the fact that if A, then B. If Chaticha Nas Nevela, then B, Efshel Sokto is awesome. What about the other side? Let's flip the equation around. Supposing I hold that Efshel Sokto is awesome. Does that therefore prove that Chaticha Nas Nevela? Anybody home? Hello? No, it doesn't.
No,
I can hold that Efshel Sokto is Asur, and I'll explain why, even though Ein HaChaticha Nasis Nevela, meaning, even if I presume that the basar that's hosting the chalav is asur because of the fact that it has a tam chalav balua. And even if I maintain that the basar itself, in and of itself, is heter, it's only asur because it's got the tam balua in it, I can still maintain that when I cook this piece of meat in a kedera and it has 60 pieces of meat against this meat, nevertheless, the original piece of meat remains asur. In other words, even though I could theoretically hold ein hachaticha nasis nevela, nevertheless, I may conclude that efshel sochto is os. Why? Because then I'm saying something totally different. I'm saying that even though the iser is machmas habalua, but the balua doesn't go out. Or, shall we say, not all the balua goes out. Correct? And who is going to be the one who is going to postulate that Efshel is Sokto Osir because some of the Balua goes out, but not all of the Balua goes out? Does anybody know who that is? That's the Rashba. This is the major breakthrough of the Rashba. And I discussed it yesterday, but I didn't finish. Okay? Because yesterday was Sunday, I have a Chaburu to Kolel, and we spent a good deal of time on this Rashba. The Rashba holds that Efshel Sokto Asur will apply even when Chaticha Atzma Eina Nasis Nevela. Now, you'll ask me, wait a minute, don't we accept La Halacha the Chaticha Nasis Nevela? And the answer is yes. We do accept Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Where do you see the Chaticha Nasis Nevela? That's in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Beis. Just 1 second. It's easier for me to this way. Okay. So, but just before we get to Kufav, I just want to read to you Tzadi Bey Sif Gimel. I don't know if it's on your page, but the Mechaber says the following. In other words, there was no shishim in the chaticha against the cholov. Nases kol hachaticha isur. So the Mechaber says explicitly that we accept Rav's position that chaticha nasis.
But you were trying to say the other way. You're trying to say, even though you're going to say that Eshel Sokto is osur, you still don't have to hold chaticha nasis.
Correct. And that's the Rashi.
But all he's saying basically is that's because Efshel Sokto is not 100% absolutely
reliable, right?
Because if he were, then he wouldn't say that.
Right. So he's basically saying Efshel Sokto.
Right. So yeah. So he's saying if you leave a mashahu in there, it's still.
Oh, I don't know about a mashahu. Where I didn't. I don't know if it's a mashahu.
Well, it's got to be something.
Well, I wouldn't say a mashu offhand. That would go too far. A mashu is probably batel, you know. But
no, it's not. It can't never be rebatel once it's.
Why? If we're not holding chaticha nasis nevela, then basically this meat is the same as all the other pieces of meat in the tarovis. Do you follow the question here?
If you say that you can hang it rid of everything.
I'm just saying that what I'm saying is that if the chaticha is lonas is nevela, which means it's asura machmas habalua, hatama balua, then What is Efshel Sokto all about? Efshel Sokto says the following, that the same amount of time that goes out is what remains, meaning that this chaticha is not, let's say the other way around, the tam is not trapped in this chaticha. The tam is free, is a free agent. And this chaticha is like any other chaticha in the kedera. So whatever percentage of tam, whatever volume or significance of the tam that's in the rest of the kedera is the same in this chaticha. So if not for the principle of chaticha nasas nevela, what efshel soto mutter would mean is that the tam that's bolua, that engenders this isur, is now niflat, and what's left in this chaticha is the exact amount of tam that is found, is nivla in all the other chatichas.
So what is efshel soto
aser? So what's efshel soto aser? Efshel soto aser is going to have to say the following, that the tam that goes out to the other chatichas is less, it's minimum, because again it's batel b'shishim, than the tam that remains trapped in the chaticha. And since that significant amount of tam that's left trapped in the chaticha is greater than 1 to 60, right? Let's say we have 60 pieces of meat together with this bus of a cholof, right? And we're holding now chaticha lo nasis nevel. So it means that the tam cholof that's left in this piece of meat, as a result of Efshel Soto Asur, is a greater tam, it's a greater volume of tam, than the tam that was spread out amongst the other 60, we'll call it 60 pieces of meat, before we get to the question about the 59 or 60, right, to the other 60 pieces of meat. And therefore the tam is not batel. So let's call that tam 1 to 59. In the other chatichos, it's 1 to 60. And therefore the tam doesn't engender any isur in the other chatichas. But in this original chaticha, if you hold Efshel Soto Asur, you have a ratio of tam of 1 to 59. Now why should that be so? And the answer is because since the tam was already trapped in that chaticha, it was never batel. True, it exits, but not all of it exits. It exits to the extent that all the other pieces of meat, you know, receive that tam at the same equal, you know, the distribution is equal, but that tam is less than 1 to 60, and therefore it's batel. But there's an unusually concentrated volume of tam that's left in the bus. And who says this? The Rashba. Who quotes the Rashba? I don't have the Rashba for you in front of you. It's the Tur. So that's the first source on your page. Do you have page 1? If you have page 1, we'll read through the Tur. Says the Tur, Kosava Rashba, right? Afal pisha ein chaticha shebola isur nasis nevela. So you would have said that if ein chaticha nasis nevela, we're only trying to get the tam balua, then we might as well say efshel sokto mutter. The ein oseres el lufi cheshbana isur sheba, right? Because since the chaticha doesn't become nevela, therefore it only is usur insofar as it's carrying a tam. And therefore, in the second kedera, all you need is shishim against the original isur, the original tam that went in there. Afal pichen kishenofelas lekedera, it goes now into a second cooking. The yesh ba shishim levatol isur abolua sheba ein achaticha choseres lekadmusa letera. We will not allow that the chaticha should be considered as if it goes back to its original state of heter. Why? And here's how the Tur formulates the Rashba. Lufisha Isur Sheba Eino Niflat Mimeno Legamre. In other words, when we take that tam that's balua in this piece of meat and we break it down and we split it up into its component parts, then the rest of the kedera gets its component parts, but the chaticha itself still holds on to to most of the or to a sizable, let's say a sizable amount of that belia. So it's not uniform. It's not, it doesn't correspond, and therefore eino nivlal, it should be letocha heter. I think it should say nivlal. Let me see. I have the original here. Let's see if that's correct here. Eino nivlal. It should be nivlal. See, this I got from Bar Ilan. This is a eino nivlal l'tocha heta shebakadera. Now, does the tour like this Rajba? So, if you fast forward to the next to the last line on your on this paragraph, he says v'eini mevin dvarav. I don't understand the Rajba. This is a tour commenting on the Rajba. The kevon shakol mitzarif levatlo al karchach hatam. Just one second. Al karchach. Yeah, I just want to make sure I was reading. See, I have here a photocopy of the tour, so I should really read it from the tour itself. You know, so Bar Ilan somehow adds all sorts of abbreviations. He says, "Al korcha chatam is balbil bekulo, the kevin shem is balbil bekulo, and kain is batil." Now, it doesn't make any sense, says the Torah, to say that shishim operates here unless you assume that the tam somehow left this piece of meat and is distributed equally in all the other pieces of the meat.
And therefore it should be mutter.
Well, therefore Efshel Sokto is mutter. Yeah, because again, we've dropped Chaticha Nasis Nevela at this point, right? So the Rashba wants to say, even though you dropped Chaticha Nasis Nevela, we still maintain that Efshel Sokto also. And the Torah says, no. Once you drop the ball on Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and then what you're left with is the Tama Balua, and you're telling me that there's shishim in the kedera to be mavata l'tama balua, then you've nipped everything in the bud. Meaning the original chaticha is no longer balua with tam. So the Rashba's presentation or premise is unacceptable for the tour. Let's just go over this one more time. The Rashba wants to push for the following agenda, that even though the tam is bottled in the kedera, but nevertheless there's an unusually concentrated amount of tam that never left, what do you say? That's still left in the chatich. I'll read to you the language. Lefisha isa sheba eino niflat limeno legamre. You know, there's still a very serious concentration of isur within the chaticha. And therefore the Rashba says, we got to get rid of that chaticha. Again, that's assuming I can identify it. The eino nivlal betocha heta shebekdeira, it doesn't distribute and dissolve, so to speak, within the balance of the kedera. Comes along the tour and he says, eino mevin dvarav. I can't begin to get, you know, to wrap my head around this Rashba, because hakol mitzarif levatlo. You know, you're taking all the different pieces of meat and they all gather together to be mavato the tam, meaning that each one of those pieces of meat is going to take a 60th of the tam. So you've taken 1/60th of the tam away by each piece of meat. Is al karcho chatam is bal v'kulo, is the tam is completely batel and it's left. The tour is not willing to accept that this piece of meat has some sort of a concentration of is what?
But the Gemara says it's awesome.
The Gemara says it's awesome because chaticha nasis nevela, meaning because the entire chaticha is right, is awesome. But now we're maintaining that ain't a chaticha nasis nevela, and in the shishim all you need is shishim keneged the blia. The Tam Balua, says the Rashba, well,
if we make machmir both ways.
Right, in other words, the Rashba is saying that Chaticha Nasa the Veil is one principle, and that's one Chumra, and then there's another Chumra which is totally independent of what? Yeah. Of Efshel Sokto Asa, which basically maintains the way the Torah presents it, the following physics, that the Tam, even though you would say it's Mispashe throughout the Harayat of Zbittel, nevertheless, there's still Tam left in the Basar. I mean, but But the Torah is yelling and screaming that then you've made bittul like a ridiculous concept. The very premise that underlies bittul is that the time spreads. And look how we're calculating. What are we calculating? We're calculating the exact volume of the time. Right? Let's say, for example, the cholov was a kezias. So now we're going to need shisim zesim against that time. If ain chatich anasnavim, right? We're talking about time balua. And now if there's 60 times that time, the time is batel. Now, if you're going to introduce the fact that, well, the time didn't go out, so then the whole, should I say, enterprise of bittul makes no sense. Because bittul is based on the fact that each one of these chatichos is playing an equal role, you know, ganging up against this time and taking away 1/60th of the time. So that now the time is completely gone.
Agreed. When he was dieting, the Torah made a mistake. He was not the dieting in the Rashba. The Rashba says for when he's talking about the Fatiha, that Efshel Asafto is Asar.
Right.
And he says it's because it still remains a small amount of Iser. He does not say Tom. He says Iser. Now, where I think of,
but when you say Iser, again, the Iser was removed. We're talking about Siluk.
What I'm talking about is like this.
Iser means the mamish or the tam. Those are your two choices.
It doesn't mean either. It means a halacha. What it means like this is what the Rashba is saying is that to become Oser, as Basar Bakala, it has to be less than 1/60. Once it becomes Basar Bakala, it does not that you can get rid of its shame of Basar Bakala with 1/60. You can never get rid of the Dalit of Basar Bakala unless you can, because there is always going to remain less than a mashahu, but whatever it is, it remains Basar Bakala. It has to shame Basar Bakala. In other words, there's an asymmetry between becoming Basar Bakala and coming out from Basar Bakala. As a Basar Bakala, it remains Iser, and that's what the Rashba is saying. He's not saying more concentration remains in it. He's saying you can't get rid of that shame. But on the other hand, because even though it remains a shame of Basar Bakala, so it remains Aser. So Efshel Asafto is Aser. But you can still say that it's Ein Chaticha Nasis Neveila, because it remains for itself Aser, but it no longer is able to Aser anything else.
So I only have 5 minutes left now, so I'm just going to, if you don't mind, you know, try to get to a certain point here.
Because he's making an untenable position to say 15. I like you saying it's untenable to say that there's a concentration of it in a certain part of it.
So let's take a look for a moment at the Beis Yosef. You have the Beis Yosef here on the second source, and he quotes the Rashba, okay. And then, after quoting the Rashba, he quotes the Tur. And that's on the third line. Do you see in the middle of the third line, it says, Eidim Evin Dvarav. That was the Tur that we just read. And towards the end of that line, you see a period, and then it says, Va'ani Omer. This is already the Beis Yosef speaking. Now, this is, you know, fast forward by 3 centuries. And what's he saying? Va'ani Omer She'Eidim Evin Divrei Rabbeinu. I say I don't understand the tour. Rabbeinu is a reference to the tour. And we can read through the Beis Yosef, but basically, if you fast forward, he writes, just so you get the overall picture of it, in the line that starts Hilchach, if you see a line that starts Hilchach, it's about 5 lines down, he says, Vadai Divrei HaRashba Ikar. Do you see those words? Vadai divrei Rashba ika. So let's just get the shakla v'tara. Let's get the name straight over here. The Torah quotes a Rashba, and the Rashba says Efshel Asokto Aser even without Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The Torah rejects the Rashba, Eini Mevin Dvarav, and maintains and argues that the Tam, that's Balua, if you hold Eina Chaticha Nasis Nevela, is equally distributed amongst the entire Kedera. And the Kedera now is Mevatel that Tam. and whatever is left in the basar is in that one original piece of basar is equal to what's ever left in all the other pieces of basar. And therefore, it says the Torah, if you don't have the principle of chaticha nasas nevela, then bitul atam applies no less to the first chaticha than it does to all the rest of the chatichas. Comes along Beis Yosef and he says, I don't understand the Torah. I understand the Rashba. And his conclusion is that ha'ikar ka Rashba. So whereas the Torah coming in between the Rashba and the Beis Yosef rejects the Rashba, the Beis Yosef comes and say, well, I reject the Torah and I accept the Rashba. And where does the, you know that the Beis Yosef is obviously the author of the Shulchan Aruch. Where do we find that the Beis Yosef actually codifies the Rashba? And that you'll see here in Siman Kuf Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I think I may have made a mistake here. This was at 5 in the morning, so just bear with me. It's in Kuvav, but I think I gave you the wrong... What did I give you? Sif Aleph. Okay. All the other Maram Kovas are correct, but Dafka, the one I mean, is wrong. That's how it works. So let me just read from the Shulchan Aruch himself. So the Shulchan Aruch himself says the following. And I don't think that's the one you have, even though for some reason it says Sif Aleph on it. I'm sorry. Oh, you do have it. Oh, okay, there it is. It's on page 2 and it's the second major source on page 2. I'm sorry, yeah. You see where it says Shulchan Aruch Yoredeh Hilchas Tarova Siman Kuvav Sif Aleph. Okay, then chaticha shebola isur. Im yesh ba shishim levatlo. Right? Why? Because again, we're talking about the second kedera, the second bishul. Meaning, in the first bishul, there was no shishim. Correct? That's called ein ba shishim levatlo. But now that chaticha, which is now Bolea, which is now Bolua of Isur, now Nafla L'Kedera, it falls into a second Kedera. Okay? And now he puts aside the principle of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and he writes, Eino Seres El Lefi Cheshbon Isur Sheba, which means that you only have to be Mevatel Keneged, the Blia of the Isur. So therefore, Im Yesh B'Masha Kedera, Mitzuref im chaticha atzma shishim keneged isur abolua ba. So now in the second kedera you have 60 together with this piece of meat against, so 59 plus 1 against the kezayis of blias isur is mutter mashe pekedera. Everything the kedera is mutter aval chaticha atzma asura. Who is this? This is the Rashba. Lefisha Isa Shaba Eino Niflet Mimeno Legamre. This is word for word the Rashba. Which means that the Beis Yosef, who rejected the Tur, and our Iker Ka Rashba, is consistent here in Kuvav Sif Aleph by saying that Efshel Esokto is Asur, even though Eina Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And the Ramah adds his, rah, 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 and he says, v'chein ikar. And that's the way we should paskin. So it's amazing, despite the Tur's, let's say, objection against the Rashba, how can you possibly say, efshel softo asur, if we're holding einach haticha nasas nevela? Nevertheless, the halach is not like the Tur. And we'll soon see that the Tur, not today, but the Tur based himself on the Rush, his father. But it's not like the Rush, not like the Tur, but rather like the Rashba. And most we've shown him, and most poskim accept the Rashba that Efshel Sokto is also even without Chaticha Nasus. So we go back to the Gemara and Daf Kuvav, and the Gemara seems to assume that there's a package deal here. It's only in one direction, according to the Rashba, and that's how we paskin. Meaning, if you hold Chaticha Nasus Nevelin, for sure Efshel Sokto is also, but the reverse is not the case. I can hold Efshel Sokto also, not necessarily maintain Chaticha Nasus Nevelin. Okay then?
Yeah, so the reason's right.
I guess it's time for Mincha. This is about 10% of what I had to talk to you about today.
The thing is, it's only the Torah's analysis of the Rashba. It's not, the Rashba's right.
Right, so we didn't get to the Beis Yosef in rejecting the Torah and resurrecting the Rashba.
Yeah.
That's our next project, Felina. So that I want to finish up on Thursday.
If you understand what I was saying, why it seems to me that it's one way, it's... You don't have to say it's just like, for instance, if we don't use the principle of life, but if there's a principle of what do you want to say?